eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter by the qualities that are most important to you. Then, book free 15-minute consultations with any therapist you're interested in seeing. And because 95% of therapists at Alma accept insurance, you can find care that's affordable too. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy30 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy30.
Did you know that parents rank financial literacy as the number one most difficult life skill to teach? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families. With Greenlight, you send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and keep an eye on your kids' spending. With real-time notifications, kids learn to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest. And parents can rest easy knowing their kids are learning about money with guardrails in place. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
Welcome back. Second segment here of our Mailbag Wednesday show, the Raider Nation Mailbag, where we take your questions about the Las Vegas Raiders. Mo Moten, Scott Gilbranson back with you. Make sure you subscribe to the show. Make sure you follow Mo on Twitter at Mo Moten, M-O-E-M-O-T-O-N, and at L-V Gully. So that's where you can follow us, interact with us. All right, we're going to get right back into the questions as we roll through the show. This one, Mo, Josh Jacobs, it says, why wouldn't you pay Josh Jacobs now? Scott, you say you're against it, but the guy is the best in the league. It's insane not to pay him now. That's Larry in the East Bay. And by the way, Larry, on yesterday's show, we had an extensive discussion. If you didn't listen to that show, go back and listen to it as well. But Mo agrees with me on this one as well. And Mo, the problem with paying Josh Jacobs now, the pay the man now, as a compliment, I'm okay with that statement, right? I get some people are saying it just because the guy went nuts Sunday against Seattle and he's had a great season overall. So I get that sentiment. But overall, as a business decision and for a team that still needs to do a lot, and for Josh Jacobs, who's still playing in the middle of what is a special season, it would make very little business sense for either side to do something now. Now, that does that mean they can't talk and say, hey, listen, guys, and it doesn't mean that they haven't been talking? That's not the case. They could be talking, but again, review for me and put into words, as you did yesterday, the reasons why you don't pay the guy now.
What's the rush? I mean, what?
Right, where's he going to go?
What's going to happen? What happens if you don't pay him now? What's the consequence? Yep. Is he going to stop playing football next week because he didn't get his new contract after a great game against the Seattle Seahawks? No. So what is the rush? As you said, we're not cheering for bad things to happen. We obviously don't want anyone to get hurt. But Josh Jacobs came into that game. It's crazy. It's silly that he came into this game with a calf injury and still ran like he did. But let's say he further tweaks that calf, and it's a long-term injury. Then what? You just paid a guy and he's hurt. Let the guy finish the season. Like I said, there's no the NFL. If you haven't noticed, the NFL operates on deadlines. There's a reason why players get traded hours before the trade deadline. There's a reason why players get re-signed hours before the tampering period opens. It's because the NFL and most businesses operate on deadlines. If there is no consequence for not signing a player or giving a guy an extension or a raise, What's the point of giving out the money when you don't have to do it right now? That's, as you said, that's a fan perspective. And I understand that it's out of respect for what Josh Jacobs has done. Yes, he deserves a pay raise. He deserves to get more money. I'm not saying he doesn't. But what I'm saying is from a business perspective, if I'm a GM, what is the rush? If you have an employee, if you have 25 employees and you have one employee who wins employee of the month three consecutive months, are you automatically going to give him a raise after that? You know, because then that sets a precedent too. Is that it sets a precedent too that, okay, so I don't need to play out a full season and have a great season. I just need to have a good few months and I can get a raise. Because if you give it to Josh Jacobs, then what's stopping another player from saying, well, I had a good 3 months. I'm underpaid. Why don't I get a new contract? You know, yeah. So you just can't pay players, you know, in the middle of the season and think, okay, this is the right thing to do. It's just not good business sense.
Well, and not only that, but it's also, I think a lot of it is based on this false assumption that because his fifth year option, we talked about this yesterday too, because the fifth year option was not exercised.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
That somehow that means he won't be back unless they sign him now. That's not, yes, he becomes a restricted free agent at some point. They can tag him. We talked about this yesterday too, but that does not preclude them from saying, hey, Josh, you're having a great year. We want to talk with your agent now. I know we can't get to terms till the end of the season because we got to see where it ends up, but let's start talking now. Let's leave that door open. Do you want to come back to the Raiders? Great. Okay. Let's talk. And then you can even tag him and get gives you until July, right? Which you mentioned yesterday. To strike a deal with him before the franchise tag kicks in the new NFL year, and that's his salary. So I think fans just don't have that kind of context. And agreed, it is the excitement. They don't want him to play on another team. They don't want him to, God forbid, go to the Chiefs or go to the Chargers or the Patriots or somebody else where they're going to have to get their ass kicked by him in future years. So I get that. But to your point, there is no hurry whatsoever.
Is it the Marcus Allen?
Marcus PTSD? Allen, yeah. That was painful. Maybe. Oh boy, I can tell.
Maybe that's what it is.
I think it's a little bit of that, but it's also, yeah. I think this fan base is tired of seeing guys that do okay with the Raiders or do good things with the Raiders and then leave and continue to do really well, right? Mm-hmm. So I don't blame them for that. Yeah. I would be nervous as well. Larry in East Bay, thank you for that question. Hopefully we got to that. And listen to yesterday's show if you didn't get a chance. All right. One more question this segment, and then we'll take a break and we'll get to our last question and a couple other things in the final segment of our mailbag show here on Raider Silver and Black today, a Raiders podcast. Okay. Number four is for you again, Mo. Again, I told you, you're a popular guy. Mo, you've been adamant Darren Waller didn't deserve his extension and you turned out to be correct. There you go. Somebody actually told you you're correct.
Wow.
Does that contract make it easier or harder to trade Darren Waller if the Raiders decide to do that in the offseason? Really good question. Mike from Florida. Darren Waller, does the contract make it easier to trade him? Forget the injury stuff, because we know that's happening and he hasn't played this year. But the point of the contract being in place, the amount of the contract, what are your thoughts on that?
So I have some secondhand insider information. I'm not reporting this, but just reading Ian Rappaport of NFL Network and Vic Tafer of The Athletic, the Green Bay Packers, now Ian Rappaport said the Green Bay Packers offered a premium draft pick for Darren Waller before the trade deadline, but the Raiders passed because they felt like he was a nucleus guy and they wanted to keep him. Vic Tafer said it was a second round pick. Mm-hmm. So apparently Darren Waller's injury nor his contract has prevented the Packers from reaching out and saying, we want Darren Waller, we're willing to give up a second round pick. Because Darren Waller, when he's healthy, let's be honest, is a unique talent.
Yes.
And I think as long as he is Darren Waller and he's not 35 years old, now I think he just turned 30 in September. He's still in that age range where teams are still going to want him and they're still going to still be willing to trade a second or third round pick for him. So to answer the question in short, I don't think the contract really hurts his trade value. I think teams still look at Darren Waller as one of the top 3 to 5 tight ends in the league, and he's still going to garner offers if the Raiders are willing to part ways. Now, for now, it seems like the Raiders want to keep him in their nucleus of players, along with Derek Carr, Max Crosby, Davante Adams, and we'll see about Josh Jacobs. But it seems like Darren Waller is in with the new regime, and they want to keep him around and see what he does while he's healthy.
Yeah, and boy, that makes me nervous, because we'll see, though. If he can come off IR when he's supposed to, which I think is one more week after the Charger game, if I have the but we haven't heard anything positive about that. So if he doesn't come back, you're talking about two really short seasons, and as good and as much as he can take over a game, Mo. Boy, if I got a second round pick offer, I don't know that I could turn that down. I mean, just because of the unknowns.
There was a Twitter poll, I believe it was Ryan Holmes, on the Waivers podcast. He put, shout out to Ryan Holmes on Twitter, by the way. He's a really good guy. Good film guy. And he had four scenarios, I believe. And the scenarios all included, basically, would you want to, you know, keep Josh Jacobs if it meant you had to trade Renfro or Waller? And there was also an option to keep all three, but of course that's going to cost a lot because of Josh Jacobs, what he's doing this year. But I chose option two, which was pay Josh Jacobs, trade Darren Waller, and keep Hunter Renfro. And I say that because I think Hunter Renfro, being as young as he is, now he didn't look anything close to what he looked like last year. But I think with time in the system, I think he'll eventually improve. Darren Waller scares me because since 2021, that's over the last 2 years, he has played in 16 games and he has missed 12 games. So basically you're paying top dollar for a player who's on the field for half the amount of games, almost half.
Yep.
It just gives me Trent Brown vibes. And that's right. I'm not saying that as a disrespect, but I'm saying that if I'm going to pay top dollar for a player, that player has to be on the field more than 60% of the time. And it just hasn't been the case for Darren Waller.
No, it hasn't. And that's what concerns me about it too. And Foster Moreau has some issues, but he's played pretty well. And you also can have an opportunity. I mean, the tight ends, there's some great tight ends early in the draft, of course, which they're not, the Raiders aren't going to dip their toe into that pool. But there are other tight ends later in the draft as well. So you can go young and try to find somebody who could slot in there with Foster Moreau as well if you bring him back. So that's a perfect opportunity, I think, to talk about that in the contract. And so I appreciate Mike in Florida with the question there, because it's a big one. And it's not that people don't like Darren Waller. They like Darren Waller. But again, you have to have availability. That's your biggest asset, is being available and playing in games. And if you're just not available, it doesn't matter how good you are.
Scott, what did I say on Tuesday? It's all about value.
Yes, value.
What value exactly am I getting in this place? Not always all about dollar amount of production. It's about value.
That's right. All right. We are up against our second break here on the Raider Nation mailbag show here on a Wednesday, silver and black today. Make sure, don't forget to subscribe to the show if you don't already do so. Turn on the auto download. That helps Mo and I out greatly. And we certainly appreciate you guys listening and taking part. Also on YouTube, make sure you hit subscribe and the notifications button. When Mo and I return, we'll close out the mailbag show with a couple more questions and a little more chat. And then we'll be back right after this message. Don't go anywhere.